how to describe wine in English. Because wine is a multisensory experience, you'll want to be able to describe not just its flavor, but other aspects like color, clarity, aroma, texture, and finish. Today I'll share with you some vocabulary to help you do this. I've organized it into four groups according to the basic steps of a typical wine tasting: visual analysis, olfactory analysis, taste analysis, and questions for the winemaker. Number one, visual analysis. How to describe the wine's color and clarity. In order to do a proper visual analysis of the wine, you'll first want to hold your wine glass up to the light to check for clarity. Then, place the wine glass in front of a white background to appreciate the wine's true color. Here are some words to describe how a wine looks. So for clarity, you can say it's clear, cloudy, or opaque. For color intensity, it could be pale, medium, or deep. The colors could be, for example, for white wine, straw, yellow, gold, or amber. For red wines and rosés, you could refer to it as copper, salmon-colored, pink, ruby, garnet, purple, tawny, or even inky. Olfactory analysis, how to describe the wine's bouquet. In order to do a proper olfactory analysis, you should first swirl the wine in the glass to release the aromas. A wine's bouquet is impacted by the region's unique terroir, the barrels used in aging, and the grapes themselves. Here are a few categories of aromas you might detect on the nose of a wine: fruity, floral, earthy, spiced, herbaceous or vegetal, nutty, or chemical. Taste analysis. How to describe the wine's texture, alcohol content, acidity, flavor, and finish. Let's start with texture. Specifically, we will start with body. This is the most basic way to talk about a wine's texture or mouthfeel. Full-bodied wines are said to have more structure and complexity than lighter-bodied wines. So we have full-bodied wines, medium-bodied wines, and light-bodied wines. For tannins, wines that are made from grapes that have thicker skins or were grown in warmer climates are often more tannic. The length of time a wine spends in the barrel and how much contact it has had with the skins, seeds, and stems of the grapes also impacts tannicity. Here are some adjectives to describe tannins. So wines with lighter tannins can be described as delicate, silky, rounded, velvety, or polished. And wines with stronger tannins can be described as firm, heavy, chewy, or even astringent, though this usually has a negative connotation. Next, we'll talk about effervescence, and here are some words to describe how fizzy the wine is. It can be still, which means it has no bubbles. It can be semi-sparkling, so basically a vino frizzante, or it can be sparkling, which is basically uno spumante. Alcohol content can vary drastically from one varietal to another. According to alcohol.org, a Moscato only has about 5 to 7% ABV, while a Zinfandel or a Shiraz can have up to 18% ABV. Fortified wines, such as Port or Madeira, can have even more alcohol, up to 21% ABV. It would be uncommon to ask a sommelier for a wine with a specific ABV, but you could absolutely let them know whether you'd like a low alcohol content, a medium alcohol content, or a high alcohol content. Acidity. Acidity is what gives wines that tartness that makes our mouths pucker. Not only is it important for balancing the tannins and flavors of the wine, it also helps the wine hold up to aging. If a wine has insufficient acidity, not only will it taste less flavorful, it won't age as well. Here are some adjectives you can use to describe a wine's acidity. So for low acidity, you could call a wine lush, flat, or dull, and those last two have a bit of a negative connotation. Medium acidity wines could be called moderate or fresh, and high acidity wines could be called bright, crisp, mouthwatering, tangy, lively, or sharp. Sweetness. So you can describe a wine's sweetness, and these adjectives are from less sweet to most sweet, as bone dry, dry, off-dry, semi-sweet, sweet, or very sweet. Flavor. Each type of wine tends to have a distinct flavor profile that is characteristic of the varietal. However, there are hundreds of factors that can change the flavor of a wine. These include unusual weather patterns, what types of fermentation tanks are used, like stainless steel tanks, concrete tanks versus wooden vats, and of course soil type, clay soil, volcanic soil, chalky soil, silt, etc. Some examples of fruity flavors would be, in the category of citrus, grapefruit, lemon, lime. Some red fruit flavors you might taste would be cranberry, red currant, or cherry. Black fruit flavors, such as boysenberry, blueberry, or blackberry. Tropical fruits like passion fruit, star fruit, dragon fruit. And then, of course, there's the tree fruits and the melons, such as persimmon, cantaloupe, or quince. As for herbaceous flavors, you can have grassy flavors, including hay, of course, grass, fresh flavors like tomato leaf, pea shoots, gooseberry, and then you have herbal flavors like tarragon, lemongrass, dill, and then there are the resinous flavors like sage, rosemary, and pine needle. Moving on to earthy flavors, you could have a wine that tastes like clay pot. You could have a wine that tastes dusty. You could have mineral flavors such as seashell, wet chalk, or crushed gravel. You can have some floral flavors like lavender, bergamot, and honeysuckle. And sweet flavors such as vanilla, honey, and caramel. Other flavors you might taste could be sulfur flavors like matches, green onions, cat pee, umami flavors like mushrooms, bacon, and leather. You can have your nutty or toasted flavors like tobacco, carob, or hazelnuts. And then those chemical flavors like petrol, plastic, and a medicinal flavor. And then you can have wine that tastes like spices, like allspice, nutmeg, and peppercorn. The finish. This refers to how long a wine's texture and flavors last in your mouth before they fade. Here are some ways to describe a wine's finish. So a clean finish means the flavors are fresh and distinct and fade quickly. A long finish means the flavors and texture last a long time. A velvety finish means a long finish in which the tannins make the inside of your mouth feel like velvet. So what are some questions you can ask about wine? Here are some examples. What's the soil like in this region? How does this affect the flavor? Is this wine estate grown? What kinds of flavors should I expect in this wine? What kinds of foods would pair best with this wine? Is it better to drink this wine now or let it age a few years? And lastly, how did the weather affect this vintage?